Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Monday, April 15th. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Just what you need to start your day. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. A strong Friday trade allowed corn to manage a minor gain for the week, while wheat and soybeans were able to offset some weekly losses as well. Some traders say Friday's strength came from short covering ahead of the weekend's events, as many were expecting Iran's retaliatory attack on Israel. Concern over what that could mean across the globe was high, with uncertainty over just what Iran would do and how Israel would respond. Just as expected, the attack by Iran was launched over the weekend, with over 300 drones and missiles reportedly aimed at military targets across Israel. The UK, US, and other allies took part in the operation to shoot down the projectiles with an over 90% success rate. Some say the attack was a failure. Others say it got the message across. The tension in the region has added to additional worries that the situation in the Ukraine is quickly deteriorating. A leader in Ukraine's military said over the weekend that the situation on the war's eastern front had worsened significantly in recent days, with some experts claiming Russia will be able to win in any area they choose to focus due to Ukraine's lack of supplies and money. Russia's ability to strike by air has increased, with direct hits to important infrastructure reported in both the energy and agriculture sectors. In other news, market traders will be watching developments in this week's cash markets around the world closely. There are conflicting stories when it comes to Chinese corn imports from Ukraine. Big-time corn purchases were seen at the start of the year by China out of Ukraine, with upwards of 4 to 5 million metric tons reported as purchased. Shipments to start the year have been decent, though talk had begun to circulate a few weeks ago that they may not be looking to take all the bushels purchased. Rumors of upwards of 1 million metric tons worth of cancellations began to circulate shortly after USDA's planting report showed less acres would be planted than expected, with confirmation finally seen last week from an undisclosed trader saying that 5 boats were canceled. The 5 boats would equate to around 300,000 metric tons. Traders will watch to see if any additional cancellations are rumored, though traders in China say the bulk of imported corn purchased will go to government reserves and should have a limited influence on domestic prices. Looking ahead, traders will get an updated export inspections report today, with traders needing to see another week of strong shipments after last week's disappointing sales figures. The recent strength in the dollar has made the U.S. even less competitive in the world market, further depressing the export outlook as we head into summer, unless we see some type of supply hiccup somewhere in the world. The USDA has reported a sale of 6.49 million bushels of corn here this morning, and the dollar is surging higher again with inflation still not under any semblance of control. Livestock futures came under substantial pressure on Friday with triple-digit losses in all contracts. Traders do not like recent news that could further impact the cattle market. Hogs fell under the uncertainty of ongoing demand. Investors last week did raise their net short positions or bets on lower prices in corn while reducing their bearish holdings in beans, according to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Speculators held a net 255,666 contracts in corn in the 7 days that ended on April 9th. That's up from 250,015 contracts a week earlier. In soybeans, money managers were short by 126,357 futures contracts last week, and that is down from 127,018 contracts, according to the agency. Hedge funds and other large investment firms held a net short position of 44,540 contracts in hard-red wheat futures. That's up from 40,810 contracts 7 days earlier. Investors reduced their net shorts in soft-red winter wheat to 85,806 futures contracts, down from 91,016 a week earlier, according to the CFTC in its report. The weekly commitment of traders report from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission shows trader positions in futures markets. In weather notes, red flag warnings have been issued for a large swath of land stretching from South Dakota into West Texas and east into northwestern Iowa, according to the National Weather Service. In northwestern Iowa and southwestern Minnesota, winds will be sustained from 15 to 25 miles per hour today, gusting up to 35 miles per hour in the forecast. In the Oklahoma and Texas panhandles, winds will range from 20 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts up to 50 miles per hour. Humidity will drop as low as 5%. A combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures will create favorable weather for rapid fire growth and spread, according to the National Weather Service. They recommend avoiding activities that promote open flames and sparks. And on the boards right now, we're seeing a weak complex trading with losses this morning. Chicago Board of Trade is leading the way lower. Overnight soybean action has those contracts trading lower as well, and corn prices are also starting off lower here this week. Cattle and hogs are resuming the collapse from Friday. They're trading lower as well right now. Crude oil is lower. Gold and silver are trading lower, but the bright spot is the Dow, which is trading higher. And one last note, we watch for the USDA to issue the next crop conditions report at 2 p.m. Central Time this afternoon. That is the Successful Farming Daily podcast for this Monday, April 15th. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in the Three Big Things article on agriculture.com.